I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
This weekend's weather is going to be the perfect recipe for fires to flare up. There are red flag warnings in effect through Monday. Hot, dry, gusty winds are expected. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a big change in the Jazz roster. ESPN just announced that the Jazz is trading Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We had an earlier accident southbound 1300 East in Sugar House. It's going to be, right by the Red Lobster area. If you're familiar, it's across from the Sugar House Park. Now, just be aware, southbound lanes have been blocked and we've got big delays in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot, dry, and breezy for the holiday weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
95 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. If you got to airports early today, you had the better chance of getting out on this busiest day of the July 4th weekend. ABC's Trevor Ault says since then,
severe weather slamming the brakes on some 4th of July plans, leading several major airports into ground stops in what's supposed to be one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. Flights in Philadelphia, New York, and the nation's capital all impacted for hours, creating a ripple effect nationwide.
I'm expecting that to be delayed, so I've already told my friend who's going to be picking me up.
Chaos comes as nearly 48 million Americans are expected to celebrate away from home this weekend.
Swimmers urged to be alert on New York's Long Island a day after one needed the hospital, says County Executive Bruce Blakeman.
When he was transported to Nassau University Medical Center, the surgeons that were treating him thought that it looked like a fish bite, probably a shark bite. It's not 100%, but there was a level of concern.
Shark attacks have increased in the past year. Special session underway in the New York legislature to pass laws in response to Supreme Court decisions on abortion and guns. Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat.
The CDC national data shows that there's far fewer people killed in states like New York, where we have strong gun laws.
State Senate today passed legislation to ban the concealed carry of guns in a sensitive location, including Times Square and all mass transit. Raising concerns about possible witness intimidation, potential witness tampering. Former President Trump's Political Action Committee paid big money to law firms representing close Trump allies targeted by the January 6th committee, according to a review of financial records by ABC News. Committee members looking into that. The World Health Organization says monkeypox cases in Europe have tripled in just the last 2 weeks, urging countries to do more to prevent the spread. An up day and a down week on Wall Street. You're listening to ABC.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Two people in 3 days were injured by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. Wendy Wilson, assistant park manager at Antelope Island, where there are also bison, and bad bison encounters.
We've had a handful of bison encounters over the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. We've actually had quite a few injuries. People get gored. People have been, you know, stepped on. So there have been incidences out here at Antelope Island. We probably hear about it more from Yellowstone, mainly just because they have, you know, 10 times as many visitors as we have. So there's just more opportunity for bison encounters to go negative.
So how do you know if you're in trouble with a bison? It starts with getting too close.
One of the first things that to note is if they stop what they are doing to look at you, that's the first indication that you're probably approaching that boundary, that you're a little bit too close. If you continue to move towards that bison and they continue to feel that threat, they will raise their tail, kind of cock it up at an angle, and that is the indication that right now they are really, really aggravated, and if you don't turn around, they are going to charge. You can tell that just by watching their body language.
Wilson says it's okay to get out of your car to look at them from the side of the road, but don't walk into the field to take a selfie with them. They are big, but they are fast.
You cannot outrun a bison.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 619.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.